Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the TerraJab Radio Network.
In your face.
Boyer Online. 24-7. 24-7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. B-O-C-R. The voice of the Canadian Rockets. Tonight's host, the purveyor of political pontifications, Guru Nosra.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madame and messieurs, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of VOCR Radio. My name is Guru. We have a great show lined up, lots to get to tonight. So let's set up the board, open up the phone lines. We remind you, phone lines will be open for the duration.
On air live, 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Ladies and gentlemen, the purveyor of political pontification.
Hailing tonight from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, on a balmy March evening, awaiting an anticipated snowstorm to break our Chinook weather. Home of the Calgary Stampede, the greatest outdoor show on earth. Check out the website, calgarystampede.com. Good evening, everyone. I am pleased you could tune in, whether you're live or from RSS feeds or relays or even the archives. We welcome you just the same. Tonight we have a lot to get to, from finance to fraud, guilt and greed, politics to pissants. And yes, we shall mention the Alberta Oil and the do-gooders who wish to change our world. So fill up your glass, get comfortable, strap in, because it could be a bumpy ride.
Not everyone will feel the pain of these cuts right away. The pain, though, will be real. Beginning this week, many middle-class families will have their lives disrupted in significant ways.
The voice of the Canadian Rockies on the TerraChat Radio Network.
Leanne from North Carolina wrote, VOCR, we can't wait for the pipeline. My husband has been unemployed for 2 years and is guaranteed work if the pipeline gets the green light. So, go Alberta. Well, Ian, the XL pipeline will be completed, and a secure oil delivery system will be reality. The cost of shipment of bitumen tar by any other method just would not be cost-effective. The pipeline provides such massive social assistance to very low-income areas, which, for the price of work, can lead you back into financial stability. And we will get into this further tonight, I hope. Janet from Saskatoon. Why can't I ever catch your show live? What is with the erratic schedule? How can someone enjoy live if they don't know you're on? Where is the schedule? Well, as Bill Clinton has become famous for saying, I feel your pain, and promise you that a regular schedule will be published very soon. And why is answered simply by stating mortal requirements of financial stability. You see, it was time to keep the wolves from the door, so to speak, and December through March is my maximum earning period for the year, and in such, I earn the greatest share of my living at this time, and unfortunately lack enough time in the day for internet function of any worth. So thank you for your concern. Stephen from Ottawa. Stephen emailed, your statements regarding the Attawaskat Nation and your suggestions of bookkeeping fraud had me thinking you were crazy. But after researching the subject, I am embarrassed to say that you are correct. The feds must act on the corruption of First Nations councils and chiefs. According to Counting 101, it must be present when receiving billions of dollars of taxpayers' money. Stephen. Well, thank you for your brave email, Stephen. I concur. There must be counting for any taxpayer funds, and the book must be accurate to fully understand the concept of any kind of future financial model to keep with our treatise. And let's do one more. Kevin from Iserlohn, Germany. Well, my brother lives out there somewhere. Anyhow, Kevin wrote, there is a talk that UK and American bases are closing in Germany. Will Canada withdraw too? Well, Kev, with the American sequester on mandatory budget cuts, the economy of the United States will become to a grinding halt. Imagine it as a gear jam, and in so it will drag Canada with it. Now, whether we will withdraw from Europe or not is another issue. Would it be effective for Canada to stay in Germany? Would it be effective to maintain bases that far away from home? Those questions would be asked by the federal government in chambers, in the House of Parliament, and I'm sure the NDP or the Liberals will be all over it shortly. So thanks for your emails. Keep them coming. Make sure you reply to reply@vocrradio.com. We appreciate your emails.
And now, a weekly opinion from Guru Says.
The recent engagements of automatic spending cuts initiated by a failed Congress to agree on any alternate methods has begun. The surgical slashes at government spending will be political, bloody, and very painful to the taxpayer and society's safety. Cuts to NORAD, NASA, military education, health, police forces, ambulance and fire, food inspectors, and the list goes on. A necessary shedding of excessive funding, but when has a government ever cut the real waste, the congressional perks? Out-of-date treaties, irrelevant legislation, pork barrel project, line item, veto authority, tax revolt, all of these to look forward to in 2013. Each government around the world is paying for the sins of our ancestors, and each day we repay whomever for the air that we breathe. Treaties signed 200 years ago have been adapted and changed supposedly to reflect changing socio-political climates in national societies. Going about our business, professionally and personally, putting the nose to the grindstone to generate a living which sustains a chosen lifestyle, comfort of socio-political longevity, of course, is the goal. The VOCR is live when there is something to be said, some action to be taken, and roads for future travels to be planned. Call it a self-imposed news blackout hiatus, if you will. The various services of the TCN are independently funded. They're funded for a maximum of 3 years. So relax, we're on good ground, our timing is our own. However, I must admit, the upgrading of necessary failed software and hardware on the TCN Relay promotional system was a challenge. It did cause an unexpected hiccup in our planned timing. But over the last few months, I've heard some sad stories from good people, whose only dream is to have a self-sustaining job. Millions of people in North America and around the world dream of being able to go to work, earn an honest living, repay their debts, wake up in the morning with something to look forward to. Millions think of those times fondly while being evicted from their homes and being cut off from government assistance. Millions paid into a government which guaranteed their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Unemployed, evicted, bankrupt, destitute is not the pursuit of happiness. Now, 10 to 20 years ago, business was much easier. Supply and demand made it easy to cruise in business. Profit margins were positive, making good money in harmony with comfortable social settings. Taxes were moderate, however, governments were beginning to get greedy. Today, it is much more competitive and profit margins are much thinner. Historical professionalism in every honest job which once was accepted is now almost sacred, being tossed aside for a thin profit margin competition and profitability. Providing a professional service with accredited experience no longer opens doors. The cheaper, the better. That's the bottom line. North America cannot compete with a third world industry giant who is awakening on the world stage. Union wages that we have enjoyed for so long are a thing of the past, and comfortable profit margins are merely the new dream. This makes for a very hungry pool of sharks, especially in the talk radio business, as there are hundreds and possibly thousands of various age sharks with their own political or social bent and agenda. They share a pool of regular guests who spew information conspiracy theorists abound. Our software installed in October created a number of services and systems which affected the TSN promotional services. They were providing to be less efficient or as effective as we would hope. So further services and systems were required to provide a full world range service while maintaining a level of self-preservation and our security essentials to prevent removal of service and to improve penetration into dark information zones around the world. The TCN made a conscious choice not to be molded by a political or national bent and have denied financial assistance from many varied organizations. The TCN exists from our traffic and promotional tags on our website, and we do invite you to visit vocrradio.com. And although the TCN already provides a very effective service at no cost to the TCN listener family, our listeners will detect that occasionally we are live via remote in other parts of the North American continent, and that is dependent upon work and travel of me. This place is a great panic and strain on our tech system and our booking system, as well as researchers who are the backbone of the organization. Even though the TCN coverage is available worldwide via a number of methods, we continue to have limited access in several dark regions of the world. The current tune-up of services, including anti-intrusion systems, will allow for a cleaner and more propagated delivery of services and increased coverage and promotion. Remember, however, that the TCN shall choose the battleground and the battle with effective promotion, allowing for maximum saturation, and those who wish to understand will listen. When upgrades and system tests are complete, a comprehensive schedule will be available at the website terrachatnet.com. So to answer all of the emails from concerned readers and listeners, there is nothing wrong with your radio network. TerraChat Network, the VCR, VOCR, politics and religion, sex and lies will continue. My health has never been better, and I know that may disappoint some. Remember why we do this. VOCR provides a portal to the world. It hopes to create discussion, debate, by exploring other actions or consequences of government and civilian agencies in today's fast-paced society. In today's world, with the obfuscation of truth in media and mainstream media, it is vitally important that quality information be relayed to our readers and to our listeners and to the masses, and information to dilute the poisoning of society by agent provocateurs who are employed to maintain confused hives and create dissent among peaceful societies, sometime in the guise of political rhetoric. The recent William Tell's mentions the very chaos agent provocateurs can create in obscure internet chat rooms. One recent incursion into such an audio world reminded me of why so many once great debate gatherings collapse into infighting and power struggle. It seems to be the inevitable conclusion to success. If it isn't the lowbrow antagonist whose name consists of cowass and lip shows, it is the falafel taxi terrorist without a spine. Now, those other people without spines, including some administrators, sit and let them tear apart the nation, tear apart the beliefs, family, structure and society. It is a shameful conclusion of the removal of truth in media and freedom of speech by those who believe in democracy and freedom. So in a nutshell, the TCN shall continue to provide the verbal and research ammo to your social, professional, verbal gun battle discussions with friends, colleagues and relatives in and out of audio chat, in hopes of further understanding the freedoms which are granted by a safe and satisfied society. We invite you to stay tuned for more of Guru Says, I Am Guru. Time for a break. We'll be right back.
hope to change my constitutional liberty. Get out. You got to get out.
Got an opinion? Want to make a statement? Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
We're a nation of immigrants. We're the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of the ones who wanted a better life. The driven ones. The ones who woke up at night hearing that voice telling them that life in the place called America could be better. They came not just in pursuit of the riches of this world, but for the richness of this life. Freedom. Freedom of religion. Freedom to speak their mind. Freedom to build a life. And yes, freedom to build a business with their own hands.
Reform our tax code in a way that is fair and responsible, which, by the way, means let's stop giving tax breaks to businesses that ship jobs and factories overseas. Let's reward companies that create jobs and manufacturing right here in the United States of America.
On air live, 347-324-3287. Ladies and gentlemen, the purveyor of political pontification, Colin Knight.
And as we do the research for VOCR and also the VOCR Gazette and the daily release of information on the VOCR website, we come across various stories here and there that deserve mention and deserve follow-up. So the Homeland Security Department apparently has released from its jails more than 2,000 illegal immigrants facing deportation in recent weeks due to looming budget cuts, and plan to release 3,000 more during March. 5,000 illegal immigrants that had been captured, housed, given health care, given counseling, given them assistance, are now going to be released back into society to continue doing what they were doing because they remain illegal. The newly disclosed figures, cited internal budget documents reviewed, are significantly higher than the few hundred illegal immigrants the Obama administration acknowledged this week. They said a couple of hundred had been released under the budget saving process. The government document shows the Immigration and Customs Enforcement released roughly 1,000 illegal immigrants from its jail cells around the U.S. each week since at least February the 15th. The agency's field office have reported more than 2,000 immigrants released before intense criticism this week led to a temporary shutdown of the plan, according to the document. Can you imagine that?
Hundreds of thousands of Americans who serve their country, Border Patrol agents, FBI agents, civilians who work at the Pentagon, all will suffer significant pay cuts and furloughs. All of this will cause a ripple effect throughout our economy.
Governor Romney's argument is, we're not fixed, so fire haven't put me in. It is true, we're not fixed. When President Obama looked into the eyes of that man who sat in the debate and had so much hope for you, I don't now. I thought he was going to cry. Because he knows that it's not fixed.
Our way of life is under attack. Those who make themselves our enemy are advancing around the globe. The survival of our friends is in danger. and yet no war has been declared. No borders have been crossed by marching troops. No missiles have been fired. If the press is awaiting a declaration of war, before it imposes the self-discipline of combat conditions, then I can only say that no war ever posed a greater threat to our security. If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear, and its presence has never been more imminent.
Peace is made by the fact of strength, economic, military, and strategic. Peace is lost when such strength disappears, or just as bad, is seen by an adversary as this.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night and decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator. Now,
the Cambridge police acted stupidly in arresting somebody when there was already proof that they were in their own home. There is a long history in this country of African Americans and Latinos being stopped by law enforcement disproportionately.
I'm not here to say that race relations have always been perfect on either side, but we all make mistakes. Now, maybe it's only a matter of putting the carbon paper in backwards in the typewriter, or burning the toast, or missing a business appointment. You make that kind of a mistake and you say, well, nobody's perfect, I'm only human. But a police officer's mistakes are a matter of life and death, and his decisions are made in a split second. Give him some credit for having the guts to make those decisions, his job and his life riding on each one of them. And keep in mind, he's not asking for your applause. He's only a guy doing his job. All he'd really like is a little common courtesy and some respect.
And interestingly enough, the states where immigrants were released include Arizona, California, Georgia, and Texas. The White House has said it was not consulted about the releases, and Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has acknowledged they occurred in a manner she regrets. White House spokesman Jay Carney said the government had released a few hundred of the roughly 30,000 illegal immigrants held in federal detention pending deportation proceedings. Now, Carney said the immigrants released were low-risk, non-criminal detainees, and the decision was made by career ICE officials. I wonder how many will show up for their deportation hearings. Now, there was money well spent on the investigation and detention, now wasn't it? Michigan Governor Rick Snyder declared a financial state of emergency for the city of Detroit on Friday, clearing the way for Michigan to take over the city that is $14 billion in debt and faces a current fiscal year budget deficit of over $100 million. Snyder also indicated he had an emergency manager in mind to appoint. Michigan takes over Detroit to decide whether the city would be better off to file bankruptcy, which would be the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. And the city's government has been described as Operation Dysfunction in a report from the Snyder Commission. Now, Detroit would be the sixth city in Michigan to have an emergency manager. And from Reuters, it notes that Detroit is being watched closely across the country as many cities and towns are still struggling to recover from the housing bust and the deep recession that followed. Snyder said many people have expressed interest in becoming the emergency manager, who would eventually have strong powers to develop a financial plan, revise or reject city budgets, consolidate departments, reduce or eliminate the salaries of elected officials, sell eligible assets, lay off workers, and renegotiate labor contracts. So Detroit officials will try to convince Snyder at a hearing on March the 12th that he should not take over the city, but appoint an emergency manager. The officials can also appeal Snyder's final decision regarding the potential takeover, so it isn't over yet. Now, this is a systemic problem. We shall hear more municipalities hitting the dumper as we draw deeper into 2013 dumper. It's not pretty out there, ladies and gentlemen. There's problems in River City.
This is VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockies.
We believe probable cause exists indicating that forgery and fraud may have been committed.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockies. On air live, 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. And now a word from the President of the United States of America, President Barack Hussein Obama.
Sorry, I just noticed that I jumped the gun here. Go ahead, move it up.
Now,
we now return you to normally scheduled programming. Phone lines are now open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Looking to contact the show? By email, vocr2012@gmail.com or vocrradio.com. Come to the blog site and choose your poison of how you'd like to chat with us. So, vocr2012@gmail.com or vocrradio.com for more information. We'll be right back with more of Open Lines. Looking to contact the show? VOCR2012@gmail.com.
Here at the VOCR, we do appreciate viewers and readers' email. We hope if you have something you wish to say, statement you wish to make, an opinion you wish to render, then you send the email to VOCR2012@gmail.com and we'll get it on the blog.
This is VOCR Radio and I'm Guru. On air live, 347-324-3287. In the dead of night, when all is dark and all your daytime worries end over, in the dead of night, expanding your mind to the greatest world about you. In the dead of night, when the night winds howl in the sacred hollows of the castle walls. In the dead of night, when all is still, who will you be tonight? Returning for yet another season, Night Talk Radio, Alpha Waves to Zulu Time. Night Talk takes you to the paranormal, extraterrestrial, murky waters of investigations. Join Colin Knight weekly on Night Talk Radio. Check it out, nighttalkradio.com. You are listening to VOCR Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
Got something on your mind? Need to get something off your chest? Interested in a debate?
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
And the Benghazi Gate story continues to fester. The Obama administration continues to build roadblocks on Benghazi Gate. Senators investigating the attack on a U.S. consulate in Libya and the administration's version of events in the aftermath were livid when the White House initially sent them documents so heavily redacted they were worthless. The so-called Benghazi talking points were requested by the Senate Intelligence Committee, but were so heavily redacted lawmakers and demanded another set. Lawmakers sought the papers in order to find out why the administration repeatedly claimed the attack, which killed Ambassador Chris Stevens, a State Department employee, and two former Navy SEALs, was sparked by a spontaneous protest over an anti-Islam video. But the first batch of documents contained hundreds of pages that were no use, the source said. It was so redacted that there was no information whatsoever, said the source. There were some documents that were hundreds of pages, and every word on the page was redacted. They were worthless. Now, sounds like someone has something to hide. Of course, mainstream media have no interest in the story, and they have ignored everything else of the alleged Obama illegalities. They continue to ignore all of those. Truth and justice is not high on the Obama Life Skills page. Now, the recent attempt to get the Supreme Court to listen to evidence presented by Orly Tates is a prime example. Five of the nine justices somehow were not provided with copies of all evidence. The clerks of the court officially denied evidence to Supreme Justices. Of course, Tates will not give up, and should not. And we ask all of you to look at her website, OrlyTates.com, and support her as best as you can. The Center for Security Policy today also released a letter signed by 15 conservative leaders, many of whom have extensive experience with national security policymaking and practice. They're calling for congressional leaders to launch a bicameral select committee to investigate a Benghazi scandal. With the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence scheduled to vote tomorrow on John Brennan's nomination to become the next director of Central Intelligence Agency, the center said it has become clear that the senators simply do not have all the information necessary for an informed decision on so sensitive an appointment, and in an effort to illuminate the nominee's shortcomings, that demand has not yet been received. Close scrutiny. The Center of Security Policy convened a virtual press corps and featured videotaped comments by six of the country's preeminent experts on, among other things, the threat of Islamism and Brennan's blindness to it. Now, when are we going to stop putting the wool over our eyes? I mean, really, when are we going to stop the pretense? When does it end?
You are listening to VOCR Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network. We'll be right back with more of Open Minds.
For every person who found a job last month, which was not a lot, three people gave up looking for a job.
Even though we all struggle to make ends meet, some being luckier than others, the pressure which surrounds our daily lives sometimes sends average citizens off the rails. But for the grace of God go I. There is a modern saying that many citizens are two paychecks away from the street. The downturn of the economy certainly has not helped in reducing pressures on the home front. If you're doing okay, don't forget those who are less fortunate. Be considerate to their needs and their feelings. But for the grace of God go I.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on blogtalkradio.com. Looking to contact the show? VOCR2012@gmail.com. 24-hour opinion line 240-696-6030 or on air live 347-324-3287.
For every person who found a job last month, which was not a lot, three people gave up looking for a job.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on TerraChat Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the purveyor of political pontification.
Well, thank you. 25 before the hour, 25 minutes to go on the VOCR, voice of the Canadian Rockets. North Carolina's Civitas Institute has revealed that the North Carolina State Board of Elections and the Obama campaign conspired.
Yeah.
Apparently, they conspired to register at least 11,000 people via the internet in violation of state law. Now, this has been confirmed through records requests filed with all of the North Carolina's 100 counties. The counting is not yet complete, but North Carolina does not allow online voting. But according to Civitas, SBE staff authorized an Obama campaign website, which is gotaregister.com, to use a web-based registration program. The SBE's chief lawyer responded to the charge with a plainly disingenuous 1984 Newspeaks answer. Wright repeatedly denied that the SBE allowed online voter registration, insisting that it was a web-based voter registration instead, as if there could be a web-based process that wasn't online. The technology from AllPoint Voters service uses remote control pens to transmit signatures over the internet, according to the techpresident.com. Now, after entering voter information in the online form, the citizen signs it with a stylus or a finger. I bet. The AllPoint technology records the signature and then transmits it to one of two auto pens, one in California and one in Nevada. One of the pens transcribes the signature onto a paper vote registration form. And AllPoint then mails the document to local election boards, or it is supposed to. A point we might get a chance to come back to. To say this is not online registration, but web-based, is like saying a certain vehicle is not a car, it's an automobile. The point of having a wet signature, one in ink, is to provide a universally accepted way, providing that the prospective voter is affirming in person all the facts of the form. To have an auto pen inserted at one point in this long computerized process is a far different thing. Even the Obama campaign called it online voter registration, because no matter how you twist the words around it, that's exactly what it is. And until we have perfected the systems, online voting and voting electronic machines, most certainly not guaranteed to avoid corruption.
You are listening to VOCR Radio on the TerraChat Radio Network. We'll be right back with more of Open Minds.
For every person who found a job last month, which was not a lot, three people gave up looking for a job.
Even though we all struggle to make ends meet, some being luckier than others, the pressure which surrounds our daily lives sometimes sends average citizens off the rails. But for the grace of God, go I. There is a modern saying that many citizens are two paychecks away from the street. The downturn of the economy certainly has not helped in reducing pressures on the home front. If you're doing okay, don't forget those who are less fortunate. Be considerate to their needs and their feelings. But for the grace of God, go I.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on blogtalkradio.com. Looking to contact the show? VOCR2012@gmail.com. 24-hour opinion line 240-696-6030 or on air live 347-324-3287.
For every person who found a job last month, which was not a lot, three people gave up looking for a job.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on TerraChat Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the purveyor of political pontification.
Well, speaking about jobs, what a segue, huh? A professional escort who travels the East Coast seeing clients in cities from Miami to Boston has identified a photo of Senator Bob Menendez as a man who paid her for sex. The woman, in her late 30s, told the Daily Caller prior to seeing Menendez's photo that she had been paid to provide sexual favors to several U.S. senators, including a New Jersey Democrat and other politicians who are no longer living. The escort, who earns money having sex with men in upscale hotel rooms, said during an in-person interview that many of her wealthy and powerful customers use pseudonyms when arranging for her services and when in person. The DC showed the woman a photo of Menendez, however, and she identified him as a former client. A few days before the 2012 presidential elections, businessman Donald Trump implored Barack Obama to release his college transcripts and passport records. Dr. Ollie Tate, who has filed several Bertha lawsuits against Obama, posted on her website that the president had paid more than $5 million in legal fees to national law firm Perkins Coie to keep his personal and possibly professional records hidden from the public. The $5 million figure, which was previously thought to be less than $3 million, does not include fees paid to other parties and law firms acting on behalf of Obama. In addition, Obama appointed a partner at Perkins Coie, Robert Bauer, as White House counsel 10 months after taking office in 2009. Bauer also served as general counsel for the Democratic National Committee and Obama for America presidential campaign. Oh, how the plot thickens when you start looking into the background of information, doesn't it? As we head into 2013 with not a very bright financial future, with the contains of the restrictions placed upon the American budget and the grinding to a halt of the American financial retail system, we start to watch for those catastrophic crashes, those collapses of huge organizations that we believed to be solid 5 years ago and yet are teetering on bankruptcy today. We look around the world and that problem is magnified as European banks hold on by their fingernails, trying to find ways and manipulate numbers so that they can stay in business and continue to gouge the average person for fees for services that are electronically done in milliseconds. Once upon a time, when you had a bank account and you had accumulating in that bank account, they would pay you to use your money. In today's world, we pay them. What a wicked web we weave.
Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. You didn't build that. You didn't build that. You didn't build that.
What do we got here?
It's an air cannon for feeding marshmallows.
You didn't build that.
Mitt Romney strikes me so hard,
makes me feel like Shirley Chirac.
It's out of context.
Those words aren't mine.
The private sector is doing fine.
Feels good when the economy's weak.
Responding with a national security leak.
Osama bin Laden,
I killed.
And that was a mission
you didn't build.
A Supreme Court ruling being heralded as the most important since Bush versus Gore in 2000.
So the bottom line here is the Supreme Court has upheld the health care law.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there. You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
This is the VOCR Radio on the TerraChat Radio Network.
This year, in this election, we are called to reaffirm our values and our commitments, to hold them against a hard reality, and see how we're measuring up to the legacy of our forebears and the promise of future generations. And fellow Americans, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, I say to you tonight, we have more work to do.
That America is a place where if you work hard and play by the rules, you can get ahead.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Well, the great news in the oil patch, of course, and let's make it official so that nobody gets all upset. Yep, we're going to be talking about the oil patch.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Black gold, Texas tea.
Good. Yeah, as we talk about oil tonight, it looks like the XL pipeline is one notch closer to being officially recognized by the President of the United States. It is anticipated that Obama's signature on the document is a stroke of genius on his part. To create that amount of employment by the stroke of a pen would be astronomical for any president. And for the injection of funds that are being offered for the creation and the building of the pipeline would be surely needed down the pipe. As they move the pipeline down towards Texas. So the money that would be injected into the heartlands would be absolutely phenomenal. What looks like a second dip recession is about to befall the United States of America. Now, we hope not, because nobody wins. Because as the United States fail, their failure too shall weigh and drag on the Canadian financial system. And our services and our products will be slowed down by a sludgy, slaggy economy of the United States of America. They are our largest trading partner, and we do rely upon them for the welfare and social standing of a good life that we have in Canada. So with that said, we hope for the best for the United States. But I fear that it's going to take something larger than Barack Hussein Obama. I believe it's going to take a great deal more than a man who promises to a man who has allowed his followers to almost believe he can walk on water. Is he a false prophet? Well, from what we've seen so far, he certainly hasn't been able to see the future. Now, the recent information that the United States were preparing to arm the regime against Assad in Syria has created quite a stir. Syria and Iran have joined forces on Saturday to condemn moves by Western powers to aid rebels fighting against President Bashar al-Assad, with the Syrian leader singling out Britain as a shallow and immature power. In a television interview with the Sunday Times newspaper shown in London late on Saturday, Assad said Britain's involvement in the Syria crisis had been naive and unrealistic. I think they, meaning Britain, think it's the interest of the UK itself, Assad said in English. Language remarks broadcast by British Sky TV, as a matter of fact. The government is acting in a naive, confused, and unrealistic manner, and if they want to play a role, they have to change this. They have to act in a more reasonable and responsible way. Now, Assad added, how can you ask them to play a role in making the situation better, more stable, How can we expect them to make the violence less when they want to send military supply to the terrorists? Now, backed by the United States, Britain, and much of Western Europe, Syria's opposition has made plain that Assad can play no role in a future Syrian government. But as the situation deteriorates on the ground, the opposition is increasingly frustrated with the West's reluctance to get directly involved in the fighting and wants foreign powers to send weapons to help its fighters. Now, when you think about it, that's a scary thing.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
So we are supporting the Syrian rebels. We know the arms that were smuggled through Turkey into Libya have now found their way into the arms of Al-Qaeda and our enemies. So we know that we are fueling the pipeline of weapons into the Middle East. Those weapons that are used against our brave men and women, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, children. And I have to wonder, when will the insanity end? Do we put boots to the ground? Something I've never been in favor of. Or do we take care of business in a manner that politics is not permitted to intervene with? See, the problem I see so far is with every physical military incursion anywhere in the world since the Second World War, politics has played a great strange role in the outcome of conflict. In Vietnam, it was nothing to see orders to capture a hill, and as the sun goes down, to give it back, only to attempt to take the same hill the next day. The politics of dancing and the politics that are played with the lives of those who pay the taxes. It's frightful sometimes. The idea that the President of the United States of America would spend $5 million hiding his records concerns me. The idea that the documents delivered to the Benghazi Gate Committee investigating what could be a scandal received documents that were so hard redacted that they were useless, and that they did surrender the documents at a later date, less redacted. These are the games that politics plays. They spend the citizens' taxpayers' money with the expense of committees in order to wear out the opposition, so that no answer is made. The opposition fails to reach a census. This is how politics is played.
To participate in your future, become engaged in socio-political events, say your piece.
Now, as we move up to the final 5 minutes or so of the show, I just want to make sure that you all realize out there that the VOCR will be coming on to a regular schedule. We are about a week away from carving out a hard and fast schedule for the next 90 days so that you will all know where the VOCR will be and when it will be. So that we hope you can tune in, come in and listen to what we have to say, and maybe actually pick up the phone and call in and whether it's the same or otherwise. Because the value of opinion is what counts in this world. Can't all be right. And if a person is wrong, then he deserves to hear the corrected statements. So we do invite your calls, and next time around, we'll try it one more time to see if any of you out there are brave enough to pick up the phone and call into the VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockets.
Time for a break. We'll be right back.
You hope to change, man. You hope to change minds.
Constitutional liberty.
Get out. You got to get out.
Got an opinion? Want to make a statement? Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
We're a nation of immigrants. We're the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of the ones who wanted a better life. The driven ones. The ones who woke up at night hearing that voice telling them that life in the place called America could be better. They came not just in pursuit of the riches of this world, but for the richness of this life. Freedom. Freedom of religion. Freedom to speak their mind. Freedom to build a life. And yes, freedom to build a business with their own hands.
And reform our tax code in a way that is fair and responsible. Which, by the way, means let's stop giving tax breaks to businesses that ship jobs and factories overseas. Let's reward companies that create jobs and manufacturing right here in the United States of America.
On air live, 347-324-3287.
Out of time for another night. It's hard to believe we've blown through 60 minutes already, but we're at that point where we do have to start moving out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading the show. Thank you for spreading the word. And we hope to hear from you sometime at another date when we have another live from the VOCR. My name is Guru. Shalom.
In the dead of night, when all is dark and all your daytime worries spin in your view, in the dead of night, expanding your mind to the greatest world about you. In the dead of night, when the night winds howl in the sacred hollows of the castle walls, in the dead of night, when all is still, will you be tonight? And now a word from the President of the United States of America, President Barack Hussein Obama.
I just noticed that I jumped the gun here. Go ahead, move it up.
Now,
we
now return you to normally scheduled programming. Phone lines are now open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Looking to contact the show? By email, vocr2012@gmail.com or vocrradio.com. Come to the blog site and choose your poison of how you'd like to chat with us. So, vocr2012@gmail.com for more information. You are listening to VOCR Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network. Hey there, got a minute? We all have busy lives, and sometimes we forget the small
small things in life that make many people happy. We work hard, we earn a great deal of money, or we hope to, and we spend a great deal of money. And yet there are those in our world who have no money to spend. There are those in this world that are fighting for survival as we speak. Give a moment to think of those people. Do what you can as a good human being. Do what you can to help their world be a little brighter. Good night, and we'll catch you back here on the next edition of VOCR Radio. This has been a TerraChat Network production. www.terrachatnet.com.